Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a column by Jeff Minog, published April 21. While I agree with much of what Jeff Minog had to say on the Métis issue, I have another viewpoint to add. My mother was a full-status Dakota First Nation until she married my father, a white military man. She immediately lost her status, meaning her children lost theirs too. After her death in 1976, the rules changed in 1985, giving status back to those women. I fought for about 5 years to get her status back, so that me and my siblings could regain our rightful statuses. I had to get documentation of my mother's and my birth certificates, marriage certificates, and her death certificate in order to file that claim. A long and exhausting process. In 2010, I married a local Métis man and worked for about 1 year to trace his lineage to secure his Métis card. Once again forced to research and provide documentation of his and his ancestors' births, marriages, deaths, as is usual for most Métis in the Penetanguishene area, his lineage comes from the Drummond Islanders. While I do not decry the Métis from acquiring their statuses and their own sense of belonging, I do have issue with them claiming a full, native, heritage and all of the so-called privileges therein. As Jeff points out, this runs counter to Canada's Indian Act policies of blood quantum for status Indians. First Nations, full blood and status, in this country were forced to sign treaties with our government, which controlled every aspect of our lives, where we could, or could not, live. What schools we could, or could not, attend. Where we could, or could not, hunt and fish. Even who we could, or could not, marry. Now we, full blood status nations, must compete with another class of people for those same rights and privileges found in the treaties that we signed with our government. As Jeff so rightly wrote, so the road to our natural resources can be more readily paved through our traditional territories? Pauline King, Penetanguishene.